This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. EU leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus, where protests are swelling against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. The summit was called by European Union Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus since 1994. Germany said Monday it was prepared to back an expansion of European Union sanctions against leading figures in Belarus over its bloody crackdown on demonstrators. After EU ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions, Germany's governance spokesman said even stronger measures should be considered. Workers at a state-run factory confronted Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko with chance of leave Monday as pressure built on the strongman to step down over a disputed election. Employees at several factories and state television walked off the job after an historic protest Sunday brought as many as 200,000 demonstrators to the streets. In footage widely shared on social media, workers shouted at Lukashenko as he tried to give a speech. A visibly angry Lukashenko walked off the stage. Protests have been a constant after the presidential election earlier this month that gave the six-term president more than 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. Meanwhile, Belarusian opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said she is ready to create, quote, the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections, real, honest, and transparent elections that will unequivocally be accepted by the international community. This is VOA News.